This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Memorial Day. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load.
Can't see me. Can't see me.
And as we do, you know, just because it's Memorial Day, that doesn't mean we're not going to try to still take care of business. So let's kick this off with writer and podcaster Rob Morris. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. You know, we both seem to have survived the near myth experience of COVID epidemic.
Yeah. I'm very happy about that.
Well, are you getting the more and more convinced feeling that we've been had? This was either a giant mistake or a giant joke, but I'm not laughing?
Well, it's very disappointing because what it boils down to is I've always said politicians are only as good as their staffs.
Right.
So this is an indicator that they have to go seek information they don't know from somewhere else. And in this particular case, we listened to a guy who's never gotten one of these things right, ever, ever, ever. Nobody knows him by name,
right,
unless you've been listening to me, because I know him by name because I'm sick of him. But his name is Neil Ferguson out of the Imperial College. And his was the 2.2 million number that we got at first, which has been revised down, 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 and continues to be revised down. Now, you know, and I've got John Lott coming on the show late in the third hour, but John Lott has looked at the coronavirus death rates, and he believes it's inflated by about 30%.
Right.
So.
Well, and even if inflated, after we've so-called ended the lockdowns in various countries, we see a rise, but we don't see this huge balloon. Because remember, now we want people to get sick. We want to develop herd immunity. We just don't want to overwhelm our medical facilities. That's not happening. The U.S. is 1/15 the illness rate that we had at the peak.
Right.
I think it came and went, and now we're all looking around going, what was all that noise about? But the politics are just beyond strange. Democrat Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, oh, no, no, you don't understand. Gay nightclubs are essential, but churches aren't.
She just extended their lockdown to June the 12th.
And Republican president said, no, Gretchen. Churches are essential, and yeah. Yes, indeed. Now, you have to go dig that out of the Daily Mail out of the UK to get a straight read on it.
Right.
So he gets to turn the DOJ loose on all these governors and say, nay, nay, fellas. And fortunately, we are seeing more and more judges who at first were saying, whoa, epidemic. Oh, emergency. No, I'm sorry. You can't have more than a 1 week emergency. That's a definition. After that, it's just bad planning and bad politics, in which case we need the rules of law to apply to stop political stupidity.
See, if this was a military operation, say we were attacked, right? Like with 9/11. With 9/11. When 9/11 happened, a bunch of guys convened at the Pentagon and they started putting together contingencies and everything, and they were looking at things and trying to trace back things and figure out from which direction this came from. Nobody said, we're going to go into a sheltering position and just see what happens because we don't know. Right? They went out there and they started trying to gather information to figure out what went wrong. With COVID-19, we did the exact opposite. The politicians were out there. They didn't. All they saw was 2.2 million people being lost. You know, Trump, I'm convinced Trump didn't want to shut down the economy because he built it. I mean, almost single-handedly, his force of will built it. And his hand was sort of forced, and you know, for a few weeks there, we were being run by people wearing lab coats,
which is scary.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, Bill, and we're going to talk about this again in the next segment.
Sure.
I hate the thought of people who are not responsible telling me what to do. And medical researchers are different. You know, whether you like doctors or not, their patients, and by proxy the doctor, get immediate feedback when they make mistakes. The joke that, oh, doctors bury their mistakes. No, that's not true. You don't get to bury your mistakes. You mess up, and you've got a bunch of your peers on a medical board sitting on your shoulder in a heartbeat. I know some of my friends are that medical board.
I don't
know. But it's crazy.
Yeah, Fauci right now, when I had the heart attack, for example, with those doctors, they saw what was wrong and they knew immediately what to do, and they did it, and they knocked it out of the park. It was like a spec ops group coming in and working on my chest. It was great. But when they get out there and they have a mystery in front of them where they don't know, then they become, in my opinion, some of them, they become little better than shade tree mechanics. Well, it's not charging, let's replace the alternator. That still didn't work, let's replace the battery. What, the belt was loose all along, let's replace that. You know, they're getting out there and they're pulling things out without knowing whether this is going to happen. Fauci is out there, and his opinion changes day to day. Just the other day, he was saying there's going to be, you know, a second wave, and I don't know that's probably going to be deadlier. But then, just like yesterday, he said, we can't keep this up. We can't keep up this lockdown. This is worse because we're going to lose more people to the lockdown than we're going to lose to COVID-19.
So. Well, and that's, to me, the scary part. And he's not wrong. Suicides have increased sixfold. We've got 150,000 people per month who were saying, oh, yeah, you know your routine cancer screening? Now, that's optional. Now, thank God, listen carefully to that number, though. That's the screening. That's not confirmed cancer cases that need immediate treatment.
But the screening is where they catch it early and can stop it.
That's right. So out of those, what? A couple of percent, meaning 1,500 right there. Wow.
They're going to die.
We're going to catch it later than we should have.
Yeah, and if they do, and it's going to be a rougher treatment.
We hope it's in time. But I'm going to turn this on its head a little bit. The news media has told lots of people who live in a synthetic reality to be frightened. And now we have to ask, look, should I be a slave to your fears? Let me turn it around. Should you be a slave to my fears? And this epidemic has really been a wake-up call. We've got addicts. We've got people who are going to commit suicide. And we gave up our freedom, so many of them, over the common cold.
Yeah. That's about what it boils down to. And we gave it up based upon a very flawed set of criteria that has been debunked thoroughly. We're ignoring all these people that are popping up showing the antibodies and not adding them to the overall cases. And it looks like the death rates are inflated by 30%. So it's all just one big old lie. One big, 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 big lie.
I'm going to be fascinated because John is very careful. I mean, you have to, he'll break it down so that you really understand it. Dr. Lott will be wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
But I went and dug up some numbers just.
Well, we're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break. Let's cover that next little bit, in the next segment, if you will. Rob writes at Slow Facts WordPress blog. And from there, it goes out to ClashDaily.com. And from there, it migrates on a regular basis to amoland.com, and who knows where it goes from there. It just is very prolific. It just gets out there. Now, that's actually epidemical. It just gets out there, and it's uncontrollable. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Memorial Day. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And we were about to get into some numbers when we had to go to the break. So let's get into those numbers, shall we?
Well, and I'm going to have to just hang on every word when John Lott really gets to dig in, because this is his field. But, you know, I'm curious about coronavirus. And, all right, the bad news is the numbers are looking like 70, 80, 90,000 people are going to die. And then I go, well, is that a lot or a little? And I'm 90,000 people. You know, if that's my grandma, it's too many. One's too many. But I go, wait. That's 1/15 of the number of people that are going to die this year, meaning everything else is bigger. Oh, you survived a heart attack. You can quote those numbers to me. The addiction, car crashes, old age, complications from diabetes. So even if COVID-19 is as bad as they say it could be, it's small potatoes.
Well, in a COVID-19 free world, we lose 7,707 people a day prematurely.
Okay.
The top spot's going to be swapped back and forth between cancer and heart disease. Coming in third perennially is medical misadventure. And then you start getting into, and those two, those three things make up 1.5 million out of that 2 million, 2.5 million. And then when you start looking at other things, you've got all manner of things that kill people, influenza being one of them, that, you know, it's people dying prematurely is an unfortunate fact of life.
Thank you.
It's an unfortunate, and this is the thing. The big change that I see now is that we have become a very risk-averse society now.
Right.
Nobody wants to break it unless coronavirus is gone. Well, you got this other stuff to consider, too.
Well, and what's so odd, if you look at what we do for amusement, we want synthetic risk. I'll watch people who are adventurers on the TV while I'm safe. Now, there's something else, Bill, that I'm trying to, okay, 1 out of 15, and as you said, the top three causes of death in the country, coronavirus at its worst is a tenth of that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going, well, but that's in the U.S. Singapore has a death rate from coronavirus that's like 1% of ours. Japan is 50% more, maybe 2%. Montana is sitting there at 5%. Sweden is slightly worse than we are. They're 30% extra, and they didn't do a thing. They said, school's out. Go about your business.
Yep.
New York City, on the other hand, is 10 times worse than the U.S. average. And what that tells me is we have no idea what's going on.
Well, New York City by itself, because of their structure, 41 states come in behind. 41 total states come in behind New York City.
But then again, not the rate, but the number of injured.
Whatever.
The number of deaths.
Both on cases and everything else. But, I mean, the thing with the way they're reporting the deaths, and I saw some lady that was saying from, I think she was from Chicago, that was saying the CDC guideline was that if you were there and you were, let's say it's you, it's Rob Morse, okay, and you're out there and you're paddling one day, and then you have a stroke and your canoe flips over and you drown. But then when they test you, you had COVID-19. It's a COVID-19 death at that point.
Wow.
That's the way they're doing it.
Okay, so they're padding the numbers.
Yeah, they're sandbagging.
Yeah. If you look at, what was it, Singapore? No, it wasn't Singapore. It was some other Asian country I was looking at, and they had none. No, we don't have that here. And I'm going, oh, come on, stop it. but I did notice, because I went and checked Montana. They've had one death. And I went, wow, because the accusation was that that's where California Governor Newsom took his family. Yeah, the rest of you aren't allowed to drive, but me and my family, we're headed to Montana.
Yeah.
Just like the Democrat governor of Illinois left and took his family to Florida.
Yeah, well, I mean, it comes down to this. We have been distracted by a lot of things. Like, are you a member of Costco?
I've been before. I'm not right now.
Okay, so in Costco, if you go in Costco, you got to wear a mask, right? And then they want you to social distance as well. And they want you to go by these tape, you know, these tape guidelines and these directional arrows and all this other stuff that nobody's actually enforcing. But in the meantime, going in there wearing a mask, before the CDC put out, you know, everybody was convinced you could catch COVID-19 off of a surface, right?
Right.
So I'm wearing a mask and I'm protecting my nose and my mouth, but I'm going to go into Costco and I'm supposed to trust them to make sure every pair of Kirkland jeans is not a disease vector. And every plastic cover on every pre-cooked meal is not a disease vector. And every surface, all the handles on the buggies are not disease vectors. And I had no issues with that to begin with anyway, because everything is a disease vector. Everything that anything can adhere to happens, and we have to build up immunity to that. But in the meantime, everybody's distracted by the shiny thing, which is I have to wear a mask here. We have to social distance here. And nobody asked the question, well, if social distancing works, why do I have to wear a mask? And if masks work, why do I have to social distance?
And if both of those work, why did we let criminals out of jail? Put on this mask.
Where you can enforce social distancing in jail.
You're doing a heck of a job.
You can make that happen. Why is it okay to have 800 people in a grocery store and you can't have 4 people to get their hair cut?
Okay. Because we have politicians who want to appear competent, effective, necessary, and compassionate, and in fact, they're out for politicians.
Well, they're
this is theater.
They're in campaign mode. I mean, this is campaigning. Everybody's going to run on this in November. Everybody is starting in September. We're going to hear about this, and I mean, I'm enjoying the Democrats what they're doing right now. They're just shooting themselves in the foot. They think that everybody's going to convert over to being a Democrat because they're trying to give them money. Except the big problem is if they actually succeeded in getting that and making that happen, then a lot of things are going to go out of business, and we're really not going to have jobs anyway. And everybody already knows that. Everybody knows that Trump Unleashed creates jobs. So, coming up on the next break. Now, Rob also does podcasts. He does 2, and that's just today. I don't know what he's got going on tomorrow. First one is the Ensemble Polite Society podcast with he and a few others, when it's sort of a rotating cast, and they cover a wide swath. But then there's a very tailored, narrow self-defense gun stories, which is a very unique podcast in there, in that it takes a forensic look at an actual armed self-defense event. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump honoring those who gave their lives in service to the country on this Memorial Day. The president laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The president also participating in another Memorial Day event at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore.
We remember the young Americans who never got the chance to grow old, but whose legacy will outlive us all. In every generation, these intrepid souls kissed goodbye to their families and loved ones. They took flight in planes, set sail in ships, and marched into battle with our flag, fighting for our country, defending our people.
Former Vice President Joe Biden marking his Memorial Day by laying a wreath at a Veterans Park near his Delaware home. You're listening to USA Radio News. On this Memorial Day, there's still that ongoing debate regarding how to slowly and safely reopen our country. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling Fox Business the Trump administration and governors across the country are doing a great job in getting things reopened.
Thanks to President Trump's and our governor's historic response to this, we have to and we can get back to work, to school, to community, to engagement, because it's not an issue of health versus our economy. It's actually an issue of health versus health. By being locked up in our homes, there's very real health consequences. We have hundreds of thousands of fewer cancer screenings and treatments going on. We have less preventive services. Those are real, discernible, immediate health consequences that have to be considered just as much as the spread of this disease has to be considered.
The stock markets are closed today in observance of Memorial Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Memorial Day should be a very somber occasion. I'm going to release you from your guilt. On a holiday, this is Lock and Load. And before we get into the before we get into it, for all of you that are out there thinking, well, I shouldn't grill and I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't enjoy myself. Listen, the people that served in the military that died on some foreign shore, the people that served in the military that got out, the people that served in the military and did all the stuff that you're thinking about right now, we did that so you could do those things. So you could go and grill and water ski and whatever else you want to do, if you want to be 6 feet apart, whatever you want to do. We did that so you don't have, you could continue to do that. Nobody asked us to do it. Well, in some cases, some of us got drafted, but you understand what I'm saying. This all occurred so your way of life could be intact. So have at it. Rejoining us again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. We're going to talk about some fun stuff. I've talked about this lady myself, but let's go.
Yeah, we have a Pennsylvania State Senate candidate, Dr. Jennifer Rager-K.
That's right.
Who calls herself a Second Amendment advocate, except she's endorsed by Bloomberg's Moms Demand Action. And then she spits this out. She goes, I've seen the protests, and as a concealed carry permit gun owner myself, if you refuse to wear a mask and try to come within 6 feet of me or my family, I'll exercise that same constitutional right to shoot you.
Now, my first thought.
I'm hoping that she misspoke and she's not a raving nut.
No, she's a nut. My first thought is, what if somebody comes walking up on her with a Michael Myers mask? Big, long kitchen knife in hand, menacing demeanor, 6'5", 290 pounds of pure mud. What if that walks up on her? Or what if I wear a surgical mask and I decide to mug her then? Apparently, she just gave me all I need to know to get close enough to her to do a close-in assault on her.
And on the other hand, I'm going to be, am I kinder or is this Pollyanna? Let's say that this doctor, I think she's a...
She's an MD.
Probably yeah. among, yeah, for other subjects, she's not a nut. And the fear-mongering that we have spread in this country, both about firearms and about the COVID-19 virus, has really caused some people to stop thinking. Shame on us.
You know, on the left, Chris Matthews, when Gabrielle Giffords was shot in Tucson, Arizona, he did this rant right. about Second Amendment remedies, where he was talking about all these rampage killings, and he called these Second Amendment remedies, right? That was a Second Amendment remedy, and this it's sort of telling that the left looks at the Second Amendment as permission to shoot and kill someone that you don't agree with. Or that you're angry with, or that you have to do something to, or you're trying to hurt, instead of a purely defensive thing against tyrants, whether they're muggers or, you know, governors, you know. I think she's from that school of thought.
You just filled up the rest of the hour, Bill. because I mean, look at us. You and I think we're in this mess, and it's not the disease. The virus all blame on the Chinese Communist Party. But the mess we've made of it is our fault. We didn't vet our mayors before they were elected, and then in turn they told us to stay home. We didn't pay attention when our school boards and our county governing boards, our sheriffs, when they are elected, and now we've got cops who release criminals and arrest shop owners for cutting hair. That's our fault. Yeah. We can fix that.
Yeah.
It's not a gun problem. It's a ballot problem. And gun owners say, look, you only shoot to stop the problem. My associate, John Richardson, says, I really hope that this gets resolved quickly, because he goes, If the Democrats really do manage to turn it into an economic catastrophe, a lot of shop owners who, you know, watch the cops tow all their customers to enforce a lockdown, he goes, some of them are going to snap, and he's afraid they'll go hunt politicians.
Well, look at all the guy. I mean, interestingly enough, if you look around, the ones that are really defiant right now all seem to be hairdressers. Or barbers, and they're quite resilient, and at the same time quite defiant, and I'm digging what they're doing. But I mean, when you look at a barber, and you send in six cops after this barber because he's open.
Thank you.
Because he's open for business, because he wants to earn a living and pay his bills. That's sort of transparent. This is, to me, I'll tell you what this is. It reminds me of a reimagination of that whole Cloward and Piven thing they were talking about back in the 70s, where they could overload the system and make it crash, and then they would be looking to the government. It's a little right. bit more of a... they weren't planning on doing it this way, but it's working out good for them. It's turning into something. But I'll tell you, their biggest problem is not the hairdressers. It's Elon Musk now. Because Elon Musk was the poster.
It is now.
He was the poster boy for the greenies, and he's out there going, you know, I've got 34 million followers on Twitter, and I'm telling them all to vote for Trump. So they got problems. This is not an unforced error. This is what they actually believe. This is the delusion that they think is out there. They think they are in charge.
I think they're trying to sell that. The media is helping them sell it. And thank you, ninjas. Thank you to alternative media. Wow. They don't look in charge to me. They look like a bunch of dictators who don't have a clue. They really do. Well, California will stay locked down till we have a cure. Is this an idiot? He's just going to blame Trump? Well, and I guess the other question is the California Teachers Union, which owns California politicians, are they going to let him bankrupt the state and still support him?
Well, see, look what's happening, though. homeschooling is what's in place now. Homeschooling is in place.
Yep.
A lot of people that have never considered homeschooling are getting a taste of it now. And that's
right.
One thing they were completely against. It looks like all the big cities and all the Democrat-controlled cities, they are 10 times higher. Out of the top 10, 9 of them are democratically held bastions, if you will. And then there's Boston, Mass., which I don't know exactly, or Massachusetts, which I don't know who's running that. But
it's a Republican governor, but a Democrat legislature.
Yeah, it comes down to the optics of it. It's going to cause the same thing that happened in 2016. Everybody's really paying attention now. Everybody's really paying attention. And then there was Joe Biden out there with his little gaffe where he said to Charlemagne the God. He got out there and said, if you don't know who to vote for, you're not black enough. That really, Joe? Really? That's.
Yeah. And then they tried to walk that back.
Yeah, well, there's no walking that one back. That's like a gunshot. You can't, whisper, hey, bullet, come back over here and fly back into this barrel. It's just not done. Coming up on the next break, I will say this about Rob. Rob is a very prolific guy in the media world, and he does more types of media. He does both written and the spoken word audio, and the written stuff is just proliferating everywhere. It gets reprinted everywhere you can look. But it starts at Slow Facts WordPress blog, and then it goes to ClashDaily.com, and then it goes to AmmoLand.com, and you can, any of those three places you can find his stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
The price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Memorial Day 2020. This is Lock and Load.
There are just too many times people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you when I protect you out of courtesy. Too many times that I'm
kicking this week off right, as we do, by talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where'd you like to go in this last little bit, sir?
You touched on something I hope is true, and some evidence says maybe, to a degree at least. You said you hope we've woken up, that this government who now says, oh, no, you can't open your business, no, you can't go to school, no, you can't meet with your friends, you can't go to church. And, of course, that's not tyranny. This is a health emergency that's gone on for 2 months now. We're not buying it. Three victories in Virginia that were recent local elections in very Democrat cities,
yeah,
on which Republicans.
Yeah.
We've had two like that in California, another one in Michigan, another in Wisconsin. One of those was already held. Of those, one was already held by a Republican, but the margin increased in that special election. There was one loss that went to a Democrat in a statewide election midterm like this, and that was in Oregon, which is pretty left-wing. I think Oregon is run by Portland, just as Illinois is run by Chicago.
Right.
And yet, through all that, the thing that causes me concern and is the politicians and pundits will say, like in Canada, yes, it's a good start. Let's now go take all of them. And I'm going, wow. Wow, you think that will sell. So I will feel better when our enemies start to act a little more responsible. The gun grab in Canada, now we find out the murderer was paranoid and psychotic. He was a prohibited person, but
and
that's
got a gun anyway.
It won't be cuffed. And he got a gun anyway. And Gun Control Canada.
Yeah.
Now, here was something that to me is part of the same story. Rural area in Alaska, this 20-year-old kid breaks into the town. It's not an armory. It's where they keep all the town service vehicles, like fire department stuff.
Motor pool.
Well, they have some rifles in there and some body armor.
Sure.
You know, sheriff's gear. And he puts that on and he pulls the fire alarm because he's been picked on and bullied and he wants to straighten everybody out.
Yep.
And the local volunteer fire department guy rushes up and the kid goes to shoot him and he didn't charge the gun. And there was, now here's the part that makes you and I just go, oh my gosh, this is the takeaway moment. The police and the emergency service providers are not allowed to carry firearms because in the lower 48, that takes several months of training at police academies. These small municipalities can't afford that training, and therefore they send their officers and even volunteers out unarmed. This kid was stopped by a civilian who was carrying and said, put it away or you're going to die. It's not worth it.
Let me ask you a question. Is there some rule or regulation stating that they have to go get certified by a law enforcement academy to carry a gun as a EMT? How does that work? Because in Ohio, we have the FASTER program.
Right. These were actually sheriff's deputies in this case that they were talking about.
Yeah.
There is some loss and risk manager for the city that says if we let our deputies carry, they don't have the same level of training that's required in some places down in the lower 48. And therefore, if they use their gun, mm-hmm. we're going to get sued and it's going to cost us more money than we have. So it's easier to sacrifice our deputies.
Well, let's pull that apart just for a second. Okay. Now, in New York, in New York City, in the New York Police Department, their training is so abysmal, they came out with the New York trigger to try to mitigate the accidental pulling of a trigger. Because they were afraid the officers are going to run around with their finger on the trigger guard. And what you now have, instead of... Now, so all these guys are certified, right? But they haven't been trained, but they got the New York trigger. So do you remember that shooting that occurred in front of the Empire State Building where they had two cops running up on a guy who wanted to... He had murdered his boss, and now he wanted to do suicide by a cop. So the cops come up on him, and they start shooting at him. They hit seven bystanders instead of the perpetrator because of those damn triggers. And that's those are certified cops. Now, other cops in other places where they have a smaller force and a better budget, they may get some training. But, you know, like in the military, for example, is another only ones that people look at. Do you know the requirement that you have to pass in the military in order to be qualified?
I assume it's got to be close to what we did in the Appleseed marksmanship. What do they call it?
But you only have to do it once a year. You do it once a year. You don't train for the qualification either. You just get your weapon. You know, if like you're a cook or something, you go, you know, get your weapon, go down the range, pop, 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 go back and start flipping eggs. That's the training. So, I mean, it's after basic training, it's just qualification from that point on. And I suspect that's probably the way it is with most of these, you know, on the street officers, unless they're SWAT guys.
And again, what the heartbreak that I fear in Canada, just like here, somebody wanted to make us safer. We should require, not desire, but require a level of training for law enforcement. And then that means that those that don't have it have to be disarmed.
Right.
Effectively. That's what we did here, which is not what you want. And we've already seen that the number of people injured with a firearm and during a crime drops. Effectively, we need the equivalent of constitutional carry for law enforcement officers, don't we?
Well, depending on where you live, the response time for a police officer is going to be anywhere from 9 minutes to an hour. And I would imagine in Alaska, it's probably close to an hour. So getting, you know, the first thing, anybody that lives in one of these areas, if they have carry of some sort available to you, you should be carrying a gun. Because no matter what the training level of that police officer is going to be, it's going to be a bit before he gets there. Unless you and him are having a Coke and a smile when the crime unfolds in front of you.
And that is so critical that citizens be armed. We've seen this horrible crime surge in New Zealand because we didn't disarm the criminals. And they said, oh, shoot, all these guns that we kept hidden, we're not turning ours in. Watch this. And the crime rate has gone through the roof after the socialist governor, president, prime minister in New Zealand said, fellow citizens, turn them all in. Wow. Wow.
And then they got shut down anyway. I think they got shut down. I can't. It's not being complied with, and it's not working the way it's supposed to. So anyway.
And they, well, you know who, I bet a lot of shopkeepers who had it behind the counter hid it. And now their stores are getting robbed.
Either that or they lost them in unfortunate boating accidents.
A boating accident, right.
I hear that all the time. If they ban these, I'm going to lose all of mine in an unfortunate boating accident. That just cracks me up. I love that one. Love it all together. Now, before we run out of time, what are you doing on Memorial Day?
I'm going to cook and visit with friends and call up my buddies who are still, you know, who served and say, I'm drinking one for you.
There you go. Well, I mean, and that's what they want. That's why we did it. So that you would be free enough and not have to go do what we did and see who we saw and meet who we met. But anyway, you can find Rob's stuff at the Slow Facts WordPress blog or as a podcast or podcasts at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the podcast app, all these other places. Wherever fine podcasts are, you can find all of that there. And as usual, especially on Memorial Day, thank you very much for taking a little time out of your day to join me tonight.
My pleasure.
Coming up next, it is the weekly recap from The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.